Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander. Again, talking about some things that have come up recently that we think might be important. Some situations, some questions, and we want to have a kind of a general discussion on a couple different items today. So, Leanne, let's talk first of all about when you get a policy or a document or a legal paper delivered to you, what should you do?
You better check everything to be sure it's correct. And I'm talking about the language that's in there, because some of the things that you get on some of the different things that you order or buy, like insurance, there's so much language in there, it's hard to tell what's there.
Even being in the insurance business for 48 years, is, I read them, but
You don't like to put
me right to sleep.
Right. So, number one, be sure that you know who's the owner.
Now, wait a minute. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Well, we're talking about life insurance,
yeah,
right?
I know.
Or insurance
know.
In general.
Life insurance, disability, annuities. Go
okay.
ahead.
You have to be sure that the owner has their name spelled correctly.
That is very important, because many times people will write down, and I have done it, write down the names of people, and it's not spelled correctly. It may start with a C instead of a K, and I have one right now that I'm in the process of changing that I spelled wrong. I made a boo-boo. So it does happen.
And not only that, the birth date's correct?
Again, very important, particularly on those contracts that have payouts at the end based on your income, or you have a payout based on your age, such as an annuity or death benefit in life insurance. That is vital. It's got to be done right.
Social Security number.
Same thing. Social Security number and your dates of birth on your contract. Got to be right.
And your address.
And even on your address, although that is probably not as critical, because people...
It is if it goes to the wrong house.
If it goes to the wrong house. But people move. And so that's a correctable item that's not going to affect probably anything that's paid out.
And then something very, very important is who are the beneficiaries. And when you put down the beneficiaries, they will ask for the name of the person. They'll ask for quite often the birth date. And they'll ask for their Social Security number. And if you don't have that information correct, it can really get messed up.
Particularly if one of the kids or one of the kids' spouses figures they might have been screwed out of some money, that can create a terrible problem.
And it holds back the estate settlement, too. And also, when you are looking at the fact that you're putting all this stuff together and you're going to put it down, I tell you, it gets confusing. There's so much stuff that you have to remember. But therefore, when you do get everything back, double check it to be sure it's correct. And if you don't know if it's correct or if it was really needed, talk to your agent to find out if you messed up some way or something was left out. That's really, really important.
Now, the reason we bring this up is this just happened to us.
Yeah.
Leanne had a little entanglement with a
deer.
Four-legged fuzzy beast.
Oh.
Smashed up the front of her car.
Yeah.
And, of course, I called, and we got it all set up, and my question was, we have towing, oh, yes, and we can rent a car, no problem. Well, 10 days later, we get a call saying from the car rental company, you don't have car rental. What do you mean? You don't have car rental coverage. So I called the agent back, and we talked, and they called me back and said, oh, we screwed up.
Mm.
I had it on my car. Mm. My Chrysler, but not on Leanne's Dodge. They really screwed it up, but...
They had to correct it.
They had to correct it, but that's the point.
It was more than a misspelling. Yeah,
They just totally didn't give it to us.
Okay.
There was nothing there.
Okay.
They said we had $100 deductible and all this stuff was covered. Now, that's one of the things we didn't look at that closely.
I never checked on that. If I had it, so I assume she had it. Mm-hmm. No, she didn't. So that's a minor detail, but you got to be careful.
Mm-hmm. You almost have to be a copy editor when going
almost,
over.
Yeah, almost on these things, you got to ask the questions, and I had asked a question, and I was given an incorrect answer, but those things do happen.
Well, speaking of giving the right numbers, let's give your phone numbers.
Surprise. Sure you segued into that one really well.
My number is 651-365-5000.
And my number is 651-436-3997. Leanne, you've had a couple of situations with your clients with identity theft.
Yes, this has just happened in the past week. Two of my clients called, and both of them had had problems with identity theft. The one gal called, and she said her bank account and everything had been touched.
Raided.
And hacked and raided. And she was very, very concerned about had any of this happened to the asset she had with us, which it hadn't. But she had to double-check and close out several different accounts. The other gal had gotten a call, and the company that called her said, it's very strange, but where are you right now, and where is your credit card? And she said, well, I'm still in the cities here. I'm not traveling. Well, they said your credit card is.
Oh.
And there were several different situations there where they had used her credit card, and but the thing that was brought out to her was the people who were using it had her name, had her address, had her birth date, and had her Social Security number. And so, boy, that really was bad. Mm-hmm. And they had charged $8,000 on the account. Mm. And they were immediately said, close it. And they had already started to charge another $5,000 on it when it got stopped. So immediately she called us and said, has anything been touched there?
At their Schwab account.
At Schwab and in her account. And I said, no, nothing yet. But we notified Schwab, and she was the one who really had to talk to Schwab. But they also had an identity theft
program,
you could say. And they called her, or she called them, one or the other. I'm not sure which here. But they told her some specifics of what she had to do. Now, she'd already been through this with the banks. She'd already been through it with all her credit cards. And so now she was hitting Schwab, and they told her everything. And we had been on watch for anything, and nothing had happened. So she got everything corrected. But it's a terrible, terrible process to go through to notify everybody. We have had the situation where we have gotten a call, and a credit card company has said to us, have you just been, or are you
in Europe?
In Europe.
We said, no, we're in Stillwater.
Well, your credit card is.
Credit card's in Europe.
So we said, close it down, and they immediately did. So sometimes when you get that call from that credit card company, answer the call, because there may be a reason there. And then the other thing is, if you get an email on some of this stuff, be careful, because sometimes those are not coming from the company. They are coming from somebody else.
Some scammer.
And needless to say, you better call the company back and say, did you email me on this? Because that just happened to me recently. A company called me and left a message, and the message was relating to a credit card and that somebody was after that card. And I called the credit card company back, and they said, no, we didn't call you. And I said, what about the email? Because I got an email message. No, we didn't email you either. So it was good that I had called them. And they said, anytime you have a question, call them. Call them back and let them know what is going on so that they can close these accounts and they can stop them from being affected.
So what should you do? Obviously, you immediately close your credit card. You immediately call your bank.
And all of your companies.
And all your companies and Schwab's and whoever else you got money with, to let them know that there is a problem. And immediately get this done. This isn't something you wait till tomorrow. You do it now.
And we've heard about so many scams that have happened, and they've happened especially with some of the older people. Mm-hmm. But it can happen to any of us. And so be careful about that, because when you get a call and all at once I find out from my clients that this one's been hacked and that's one been hacked, and, you know, that kind of a situation is you help them. But you can't stop from that happening. You have to be sure that they call and they notify people and they notify companies.
All right, we're getting close. We got three or four more minutes. Lynn, we had a couple other questions. Number one, you got a question just the other day, and I've had this a couple of times in the last month. I have some money, and I don't want to risk it losing it if I need long-term care. And I do not want to buy long-term care. That I understand. That's okay. That's acceptable. How do I protect the money? There's really only a couple of ways to do it. And you got to be careful, but it can be done. The first way and the best way is obviously create a trust. And, I don't want to create a trust. Well, you run the risk of having all your money spent down. And let's just define that. Spend down comes into force if you apply for Medicaid, and Medicaid says, we will pick up all your costs, but we're going to leave you with a very limited amount of assets, approximately $120,000. And everything else must be spent down. So if you've got $300,000, $180,000 has to be spent down. Now, that's what people are trying to say. How do I stop that from happening? Well, there's two things you can do. Number one, you can do a prepaid funeral. And if you do it right, this is not just plain life insurance. This is a special trusted account to put the life insurance in. And that will not be subject to spend down. So you don't leave your kids having to pay for your funeral. The other way is to create a trust and put your money in a trust.
And many of your assets in a trust.
But you have to wait 5 years.
There's what they call a five-year look back. It used to be when my parents were in the nursing home, it was a three-year look back.
Right.
What that meant was anything that was given away or was put in something like this, it was 3 years that they could go back and look and say, no, we want those assets back.
We want those assets back.
Now it's 5 years. And so consequently, you have to think about this very carefully to get it done before that five-year period.
And one of the questions I hear constantly, well, I'll just give my money to my kids and they'll protect it for me. And if I need it, I'm sure they'll give it back to me. And my comment always is, I'm sure you've got wonderful children, but if you give them $200,000 or $300,000, what do you think the chances are that that money's going to be there if you need it? You got two chances. You got slim and none.
Well, not only that.
Well, all right, but go ahead.
Before the look-back period is up, then you got a problem because they can go back to the kids and say,
give us our money back.
Give us that money back because we have to have it for you.
If you have a crisis in the 55th month and you need care and the kids have spent your money, and they'll go back to the kids and say, give us our money. And Medicaid, and they'll say, we don't have the money.
What happens then?
They'll sue them.
Take out a loan or something to pay it back?
Anything. Mm-hmm. But they'll take whatever they got, house, whatever.
Okay.
So you can't do that. It used to work, but it just doesn't work anymore.
In one instance, I got a call from someone that I knew, and what had happened was the police showed up at her door and said there was fraud involved.
So you don't want to do that.
And she said, what do I do? And I said, you get an attorney and get the squared away.
Give your phone number, Leanne.
My phone number is 651-365-5000.
651-436-3997. Thank you for being with us this morning on The Wise Money Show.
Experience counts, now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts, and Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for The Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.